anxiety, fear, worry, stress. These are familiar words in our day, are they not? We're also hearing more these days about an extreme form of anxiety known as a panic attack. Panic attacks are usually related to fears which are so overwhelming and so overpowering that they can clutch a person's heart, force the heart to beat faster, produce chills or heavy sweats, and make a person feel like they are completely unable to cope. By the grace of God, I've never experienced a panic attack. But I have experienced enough anxiety to have stomach problems and headaches. I've also experienced enough anxiety to be able to feel my entire body tense up and my chest tighten. It's really not much fun. Anxiety, at its core, is an inappropriate response in light of circumstances, which is, by the way, very different from the kind of stress that protects us from harm. For example, if you step out of your car when you get home today, and there before you is a rabid dog who's foaming at the mouth and snarling at you, stress will help you run a lot faster. That's a good thing. Not all stress is bad. Some stress can be helpful. So there's good stress and there's bad stress. Our issues center around bad stress. There's also a right way and a wrong way to handle stress. The wrong way to handle stress is to worry. Three times in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "Do not worry." Paul reiterated, "Be anxious for nothing." We know that worry, under any circumstance, is sin because it violates a very clear biblical command. To tackle worry in a biblical fashion, we first have to know what the Bible says on this topic. Then, we need to realign our thinking based on what God says in His Word. To the degree that we do this, we will be different people. That's just not just theory, in reality. If we follow God's instruction, we will succeed in doing something about it. I need this. I struggle with stress and fear and anxiety and worry. How about you? You need to hear from God on how to deal with worry in your life? In this message series, I want us to see that we can overcome our worries so that, along with the psalmist, we can say, "When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." Do you want to have no more worries? Do you want to know peace? With God's help, in both cases, you can. Let's take a moment and pray together. I want us to ask God to help us learn and apply what He would have us learn and apply. Sound good? Let's pray. Father, you know our hearts better than we know our own hearts. God, if the truth be told, most of us in this room struggle with some measure of worry and anxiety and maladies that result from those emotions and responses. Father, I pray for each of us, God, in this message series. Lord, we really do need to hear from the Spirit of God, and that would be my prayer. Father, I pray that you would give us a heart's desire, even before we begin, to personalize what you share with us through your word. Father, I pray that you might give us hope in you, hope in the promises of Scripture, that we actually can live lives that are not wrapped up in fear and stress and anxiety. Lord, we know because of our history, if that's going to happen, it's not going to be because of us. Lord, we need you. And we pray that you would do whatever work inside of us needs to be done so that we can walk in a peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, thank you for giving us everything we need for life and godliness by your Spirit and your Word. Now, Lord, just help us to listen, hear, adopt, and allow you to be the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.